All right, good evening and welcome to the Board of Supervisors public hearing scheduled for September 24th, 2024. This is regarding the conditional use application number 2024-04 for 950 May Street. I will call the meeting to order at this time and ask Mr. Chrisman to conduct the roll call.
Certainly, Supervisor Zamuda.
Here.
Supervisor Corrado.
Here.
Supervisor Nutt. And Supervisor Wyckoff.
Here.
And Supervisor Abruzzo.
Here.
There are five present, Mr. Chairman.
All right, very good. The first item of new business on the agenda is the public hearing regarding conditional use application 2404 is filed by Peter Swatowski regarding establishing a short-term rental use on the property located at 950 May Street. I offer turn to Mr. Habig to sort of set this up, and then if there's any testimony, Mr. Armstrong will conduct our hearing for us, okay?
All right. So this is a conditional use hearing to establish 950 May Street as a conditional use. As you can see with the comments, all the conditions have been met. So at this time, I invite the applicant to the podium to answer any questions you may have.
All right, and we would just ask, you have to, for the record, so that the record is complete, state your first name, your last name, spell both names, and then Mr. Armstrong, I don't know if you're going to lead the witness through question, but you can certainly identify yourself and your relationship to the property, and then Mr. Armstrong will take over.
Of course.
Sure.
My legal name is Piotr Świtalski. Okay. It spells P-I-O-T-R, and the last name S-W-I-T. A-L-S-K-I, and I'm an owner of 950 May Street.
Okay, so before we hand it over to you, this is a public hearing pursuant to the zoning ordinance of Derry Township. It's an application for, it's a conditional use application to proceed with a short, what's known as a short-term rental on the property located at 950 May Street in Humblestown, Pennsylvania. Dolphin County parcel number 24-031-043. So with that, we'll open the public hearing. Public hearing is open. Before I hand it over to you, you are going to be providing testimony, so eventually we'll have you sworn in. But I'm just going to submit certain exhibits for the township for purposes of the record. What we'll mark as board one is a copy of the conditional use application of the applicant. What we'll mark as board two is a copy of the proof of publication associated with the public notice pursuant to the MPC and the zoning ordinance for this evening's hearing. What we'll mark as board three is a photograph depicting the public notice that was posted on the property pursuant to the MPC and the zoning ordinance. What we'll mark as board four is a copy of the list of abutting properties that were provided notice of this evening's hearing. What we'll mark as board five is a copy of the correspondence dated September 11, 2024 regarding the Derry Township Planning Commission review and recommendation. And what we'll mark as board six is a copy of the correspondence to the township from the applicant granting extension of time to hold this evening's public hearing. So what I'll do before we submit those, I failed to mention it probably because there's no one in the audience, but is there anyone in the audience this evening that would request party status? Sir, you're already a party, you're the applicant.
Yes.
But if anyone else that's here present today would request party status, please identify yourself at this point. Seeing none, let the record reflect no one requested party status in this application. So with that, do you have any objections to boards one through six?
No.
So with no objection, boards one through six will be admitted into the record. And so with that, I'll hand it over to you, Mr. Swatowski.
Swatowski.
And just for purposes of the board, if there's any questions, you've heard these short-term rental conditional use applications before. There are certain specific requirements in the zoning ordinance that they have to comply with, as well as some general requirements associated with conditional use applications that they have to comply with. So are there any questions of me of the board at this point?
No.
Seeing none, Mr. Swatowski.
Swatowski.
Come on, man. I'll hand it over to you. Actually, I'll request that you get sworn in before you start.
Yes.
Go right ahead.
What should I start? I'm sorry.
No, there's no particular place. Do any members of the board have questions for Mr. Sutalski on his application or the use of the property?
I do. You intend to have a manager on site or in the area, correct? I saw the notes from the Planning Commission meeting.
Yes, I'm planning to have a manager on the site. I'm living probably about an hour and 45 minutes away from here right now. And I'm planning to find somebody who's going to be taking care of that if something just in case is going to happen.
Okay.
Are there any other questions?
You're familiar with the requirements of the zoning ordinance in section 225.501.20?
Yes, sir, I am.
And it's your position and testimony that you're going to comply with all those requirements of the zoning ordinance?
Yes, sir, I'm actually ready for inspection right now.
I'm sorry?
Yes, sir, I'm actually ready for the inspection right now.
Okay. And you're also familiar with the requirement, the general requirements of the conditional use application in Derry Township set forth in 225.501 of the zoning ordinance, and your proposed or your testimony is that you're going to comply with those requirements as well?
Yes, sir.
I do have one question just based upon some comments in the memorandum we have from the staff. The parking. So the parking requirements in the zoning ordinance for this type of use is two off-street parking spaces are required, plus one additional off-street parking space per bedroom after the first bedroom. So it looks like this is proposed as a... Well, why don't I ask you, how many bedrooms are...
There are four bedrooms in the house, and I already got five clearly marked parking spaces.
Okay, so there are five parking spaces required, and you have
yes.
five parking spaces?
Yes, sir. There are three on the driveway and two in the garage.
Okay. The application, do you have a copy of the application in front of you? I just want to make...
I don't have it on me, but I remember what I was putting on.
So in the application, there was an attachment to the application indicating that there's a two-car garage with two parking spots on the driveway. That would be four. Is it your testimony that the attachment to the application is incorrect?
I think I'm changed that attachment, and you might have a still old copy.
I may.
Because I marked it as a three, if David remembers, on the new.
Yes, that information was updated. It does look like the wrong form was scanned in. The new attachment does clearly show it's two parking spots in the garage and three in the driveway instead of the two and two as mentioned.
Okay. Do you have a copy of the updated? David, do you have a copy of the updated attachment?
Yeah, we do have a copy downstairs.
Okay.
Looking at the garage?
No, I'm just looking at this. So what we'll do is we'll mark as the town, David, the township does have a copy of the revised attachment that has that indicates two-car garage and three parking spots on the driveway?
Yes.
All right, so what we'll mark as board, I think we're up to seven, will be a copy of the revised attachment. So just to make clear, it's your testimony that you have space and you will demark or mark on the driveway for five total parking spaces?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Any other questions for Mr. Sutalski?
Yeah, I noted, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I noticed in some of the notes here that you're planning on increasing the number of bedrooms.
No, I do not plan to increase the same. I have to conduct another public hearing or another application if I want to increase it.
Yes.
Yes, I am really not planning right now. There is a space in the house, there's an unfinished basement, but this is not a part of the short-term rental as of right now.
Okay, well, you would have to talk with our community development people because there's issues with basement bedrooms too.
I do not have any.
Well, okay, but...
And I'm not planning as of right now, sir.
All right, I'm just saying that in some of these meeting notes here, the Planning Commission, it mentioned that the applicant proposes to increase the number of bedrooms in the dwelling beyond the existing four. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you do have to do that?
I do not propose any change on that.
Okay, but if you do, you're also going to have to look at the parking too, because you're going to require another parking spot. All right, just checking. Thank you.
And you understand if you do propose to increase the bedrooms, you have to come back before the township for an additional approval associated with that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And you agree with that?
Yes, of course.
Are there any other questions or comments from the board for the applicant?
No.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
David, do you have anything?
Nothing to add at this time besides confirming that that was the same testimony provided at the Planning Commission, that it is a four-bedroom house and there are five parking spaces being provided.
And the township agrees that three parking spaces are going to be able to be fit on that driveway?
Yes, with short-term rentals, we do allow for stacked parking because it's more of a community use, a family use. So cars can park behind each other, whereas in a normal commercial setting, we don't allow that. So with being able to stack a car behind, three can fit in the driveway.
Any other questions or comments from the board? Seeing none, what we're going to do, we'll close the public hearing, but before we do, just to let you know, the board likely won't, I don't know if they're going to issue a verbal decision tonight, they probably won't. They're required to provide you with a written decision in the next 45 days. So the hearing will be closed. No further evidence would be accepted at that point. And you'll get a written decision probably within the next 45 days. Thank you. All right. Thank you.
And before we conclude, we do have to open up for any public comment, visitor public comment, anybody wishing to place comment into the record. All right. Seeing as no one stepping forward, we will move on past that session and for public comment, and we can accept a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Zamuda. All in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. This hearing is adjourned. Thank you. I think so, yeah. I'm just going to look at that. The next hearing is scheduled at 6:30, so we have about 10 minutes.